Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sheila Hameen Show with your host this evening, this afternoon, Khadija Hameen. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Magar if she would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Prayer changes things. As we pray, eternal God and our Father, we are coming before you, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, thanking you for how you blessed us. We thank you for this day, O Lord. We thank you for how you came to our rescue today. We thank you for your love and your mercy, Jesus. We thank you because you are a forgiving God. We thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done for us, O Lord, for how you delivered and made a way, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Bless our holy name, Lord. We give praise and honor and glory unto the name of the Lord. You have done great things for us. Whereof we're glad, Lord. We thank you, O Lord. supplications unto you. We know that thou art a prayer-answering God. We know you can do all things, Lord. We want to thank you right now, Lord, for the mercy that you bestowed upon us, oh Lord. We thank you for how you spared lives. We thank you, oh Lord. You could have taken some out, Lord, but you spared their life, and you've given them another chance to call on the name of the Lord, to speak your faith, to pray, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you because you're a way maker. You're a door opener, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we give your name praise for what you have done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking us through the time of bereavement. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus, for how you worked everything out. We thank you for how you worked in our favor. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We are not worthy, Lord, but we thank you for all that you have done for us. Now, Lord, we pray that you will save souls, that you will have mercy, that you will look upon every name on the prayer list, that you will touch, Lord, save today, Lord, heal and forgive, blot out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, oh Lord, to pray as never before, to go before you, Lord, and pray, Lord. Jesus, we take you at your word today. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We believe your word. We're trusting in you and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, no other help we know, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We need you to come, Lord. Move, Jesus. Take full control. Speak through us today. Send your word. Send night and on, Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. Have your way in our life. Continue to sing your word. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Find every evil work and everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you will cast it out, O Lord. Strengthen and encourage your people. Help your people to stand. We know you're able, O Lord. Those that are weak, O Lord, give strength, O Lord. Have mercy today. Those who are disencouraged, their hearts, help them, O Lord. Those who are sick and afflicted, touch and heal their bodies. Raise them up, O Lord. Those who have COVID, those who are suffering with pneumonia, touch them right now, Lord. Save Jesus. Heal, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Oh, my God, I know you're able to clear their lungs. Jesus, save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Continue to bless our souls. Continue to encourage us, Lord, and all those who are going through test and trials. Help them to stand, Lord. Help them to go through, Lord. Help them to make this journey. Jesus, you are our very present help. In the name of Jesus, we're leaning on you and depending on your word. No other help we know. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for how you bless. We thank you for how you delivered. We thank you right now, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
continue to have your way. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, go with me, oh, Lord. Saving to the uttermost, filling with the Holy Ghost. I know you can do it. Work a miracle in his life, Lord. Jesus, that thy name may be glorified. Let your name be glorified, oh, Lord. Not unto us, Lord, but unto thy name give glory and honor. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we give glory, hallelujah, to thee, O Lord. For thou art so worthy. Help us to sing unto you, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to open our mouths wide and give your name praise. For thou art so worthy. And we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless thy holy name. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 107th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 117. And it reads, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful scripture. I've been read by Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Thank God also for that anointed prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And again, we just want to welcome everyone to the Pastor Sheila Hameen show that you decided to spend your weekend, your weekend afternoon. And Pastor Sheila, she is the Watch There pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor was Marshall Senior, was a pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we are so glad, again, that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who are members of Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And we want to let you know that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And we listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E again. Click on any of the on-demand broadcasts if you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry. Our email address is PrayerWorksMinistry, the number 100@gmail.com. You can send a postal mail. You can send our mailing address. It's PO Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you're feeling bold and you'd like to have remarks after the word, if you're clergy, you definitely give us a call. If you have a testimony or a song or any encouraging word you'd like to share with us, or scriptures you'd like to read, if you have a prayer request, definitely give us a call. Phone number here, 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., then you just want to call that host to Darris Hope Ministry. Phone number is 603-580-377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155 for a simple host Sunday evening service. The teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. when Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Nursery Manual Hope meets up with James Bennett Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. Phone number is 339-209-6891. Added to our prayer list is Sean Colbreth. That is David Michael Colbreth, a family member. Please pray for him. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Williams Edmund family, for Tracy Curry, for Daryl Mercado, Mahed Shada, for Percy. He still is very ill and in need of serious prayer. David Miguel's cousins, the Parham family, Stephen Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them. The Barry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the bereaved Gatewood family, the Speaker Huff, the Warren Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, the Vendor Cynthia Edmond and the bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Mansay, who has cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Eve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hamid, Nicholas, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, and others who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I truly thank God for the word of God on this afternoon. I tell you, God's word is right on time. You know, sometimes we go through things down here, but God, he's able to take us through. So don't be disencouraged, because God is able, if we continue to pray and give it to Jesus, let him work it out. He'll fix the situation, whatever is going on in our life. Tests, trials, all these things come up to disencourage us. Sickness and afflictions in our bodies. All of it is all geared to sending the Lord to stop us from going forward in the Lord. But I encourage you today to continue to drive and to go forward in the Lord and to continue in prayer. One thing about it, if you continue in prayer and keep praying and waiting on the Lord, he will.
Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. We just thank God for the beautiful opening prayer, the opening scripture, all the words that have been said. And it is indeed a blessing to be here praising the Lord one more time. And I am just glad that God allowed us to come together for this little short time. And while we are together, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord the glory and honor and the praise that is due to his name. And let's prepare now to go to the word of God. So let us put our minds on the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. And we call upon you, O God, to speak unto our hearts. O Lord God, send forth your word and let your word minister to us, Lord. Everything that we have need of, O God, let your word come forth and supply those needs. We believe it right now, and we count it done, and we thank you for it, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have your Bible, let us go to the word of God from the book of Romans. The 10th verses 1 through 15, praise the Lord. And the Bible reads, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heavens? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God from Romans, the 10th chapter, the first 15 verses. Praise the Lord. And this afternoon, the title of the message is God's Divine Salvation. And the theme is Call on Jesus. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Rome. And so the Romans received this message from the man of God who was encouraging them. And he reached out to them and addressed them, saying, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He was a man of God who God had called and given a great ministry. The Lord anointed him and used him to reach the Gentiles. And as he ministered, he had a desire that the people of God would be saved, because I believe he understood that many of the people of God would be tested, tried. They would be tempted, so much so that they would walk away and give up, throw up hands, and their faith would dwindle. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded of how Jesus told Peter that Satan desired to have him, that he may sift him as wheat, but he let him know that he had prayed for him, glory be to God, that his faith fail not. And also the Lord encouraged Peter that when he would be converted, to strengthen the brethren. And so we as ministers of the Lord and born-again believers, praise the Lord, witnesses for Christ, we should come together the more to strengthen the things that remain. While the enemy is working to tear down the body of Christ, to destroy the people of God, God has put in place a divine plan of salvation. Hallelujah. God's salvation is divine because he sent Jesus to be the ultimate sacrifice, to give his life so that we can be saved. And if we call on Jesus, we can be saved.
But the most important part to remember is that we must believe. We must have faith. We have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. We have to believe that God quickened Jesus while he was laid in that tomb, and Jesus got up on the third day. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He rose with all power in his hand and sealed the plan of salvation that God had for us in that particular instance when the Lord himself went up on the cross to be that sacrifice, to lay in the tomb over a period of, hallelujah, glory to God. And while he was in the heart of the earth, he went down there to loose the captivated souls, those who had died in faith but had not seen the Lord's Christ. Oh, glory to God, but they died in faith believing. And Jesus went down and loosed their captivated souls. Hallelujah. So the salvation that came about was through faith. And so we must maintain our faith. We must continue to believe in the Lord. And I know times come when we are tempted and we are tested and our faith is tried, seeming like overwhelmingly tried. But through it all, glory to God, hallelujah, God has a divine plan of salvation. God will deliver his people. Hallelujah. He will be there for us when we need him most, whenever the occasion arises that we have trouble or we have any problem or we feel like we cannot withhold ourselves from a temptation. God will make a way of escape, hallelujah, that we may be able to bear it. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God's divine salvation is not just to all people, and we are encouraged to call on Jesus. Praise the Lord. As Apostle Paul began to minister and encourage the church at Rome, he explained why he had this desire for the people to be saved, because they had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And a lot of people, they have this zeal, but they're ignorant about serving the Lord, about the will of God, or what God requires, or even commandments. Praise the Lord. And in this particular case, the people had a zeal of God. And zeal is something like great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Having this passion and no doubt trying to go after God the best way they could by them not having the knowledge and being ignorant of the righteousness of God. They were going about to establish their own righteousness. And a lot of people fall into this same temptation where they feel like they are so right about everything. They feel like God has given them this revelation, and God is leading them and telling them to do this and that and the other, and they're ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness, and they have not even submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. In the way, pride gets in the way. Many people are lifted up in pride. They feel like that they are on the straight and narrow, and they are holier than thou, and they are this and that. Praise the Lord. But Apostle Paul had a prayer for the people of God that they might be saved. He didn't want to see anyone go in the way of error. He didn't want to see anyone lost, but he prayed to God that the people would be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And anyone who has a love and a concern for the souls of men also want to see someone saved. Don't want to see anyone lost, because it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Everyone, hallelujah, can be saved if they would only believe. Just have to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to elaborate a little bit more on what Apostle Paul was saying. He said, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, everyone that believeth. So they were holding on to certain things, but they did not expand their knowledge concerning the righteousness of God. Amen. And also, they did not believe. And further down, he began to ask a series of questions. He said, also, Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. So in following the law, they were required to live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, here is the difference of what Christ made. When he died on the cross, amen, he gave us grace so that we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. And it takes faith being under grace. So he went on to expand, saying, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. So he instructed them concerning the things not to say in their heart, because this was common to the people of God. But he said in the 8th verse, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Yes. That is the word of faith which we preach. You must have faith. You must have faith. Glory be to God. You must believe with your whole heart. Oh, glory to God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is how we are saved. Amen. Anyone can be tempted. Anyone can fall. Oh, praise God. But thank God for Jesus. He is our advocate. Amen. He is the one who is the middleman. He goes and stands in the gap for us, stands there for us. Hallelujah. And he reconciled us back to God. Hallelujah. He is the one who offered himself and became the propitiation for our sins. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So if we fall, if we sin, we can go to Jesus. We can call on the name of Jesus, and we can be saved. Our sins can be forgiven. Oh, glory to God, because the Bible lets us know in Psalm 34 and 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, save such as be of a contrite spirit. Being of a contrite spirit, meaning having a feeling or expressing remorse or penitence, hallelujah, affected by guilt, regretful, sorry, being of a contrite spirit. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Having this, God, he is nigh, and he's there to save us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. No matter how many afflictions come upon us, the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Oh, praise the Lord. So he is acquainted with our grief. He's acquainted with what we go through, the things that we feel, the fear, the pain, the sorrow, whatever it is that's happening in our lives. He is acquainted, hallelujah, and he knows what's going on with us. But if we can just say the call on the name of the Lord, he will save us out of our situation. He will save us from sin. He will save us from the hour of temptation. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, glory be to God. The divine salvation of God is extended to everyone. No one is left out. Whosoever will, let him come. Come with a broken and a contrite heart. If you do this, God will not despise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many, many, many have come to Christ. So many more who have not. And we have to get this word out. We have to give them the invitation to come. Because Psalm 51 and 17 tells us that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Praise the Lord. That word despise says execrate or denounce, condemn, regard with disgust, revile. God will not condemn us. God, he won't execrate us. Oh, glory to God. But coming to him in this manner and sacrificing, giving your heart to the Lord, giving it to him in a broken state, in a contrite state, God won't despise you, but he will have mercy and he will save. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is God's divine plan for us, to have this salvation. Amen. The Bible tells us, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And this is the truth. Any shyness, any shame, whatever you might have before you come to know Christ will be taken away. Oh, glory to God. And you'll be able to tell of the goodness of the Lord. You'll be a witness and you'll want everybody to know. You wouldn't mind going and telling someone that Jesus saved. You wouldn't mind telling them what he's done for you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't mind the whole world knowing what God has done for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. That is the salvation of the Lord. And God can do it for you today if you can only believe, if you can only believe in the name of the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And there are those times when we need encouragement. And we also might have to encourage ourselves. A lot of times people mean well and they try to encourage, but it takes God to come in at certain times to lift us up, to encourage us, because our faith is definitely tried by the fire. Fire, it represents something very intense, extreme, and therefore our faith is put to the test under extreme circumstances. Extensive, hallelujah. If we maintain our faith, if we keep our faith, when Jesus arrives on the scene, when he appears in the cloud, he's looking for someone who has kept the faith. Well, thank you, Lord. Someone who has kept their trust in him and continued to believe no matter what, even though the odds suggest something different, but rather choosing to keep our faith in the Lord, hallelujah, choosing to continue to look to Jesus, choosing to wait on the Lord until deliverance comes, until salvation comes, hallelujah, until he appears in the clouds, choosing to wait faithfully and patiently on the Lord. Glory be to God. It will have a great reward. Amen. A great reward, because when the Lord comes, he's going to have his reward with him in his hand to give to every man according as his work shall be. Oh, glory to God. And so God's divine plan of salvation for all mankind is extended to you today. If you desire to be saved, if you desire to know the righteousness of God, amen, and to serve him according to his will, not going about establishing your own righteousness or trying to feel your way in the dark and figure things out, glory to God, but seeking after the Lord, calling on the name of the Lord. When we call on Jesus, he will reveal himself to us. He will cause us to see his light. He will open our eyes to the truth, hallelujah, and remove the darkness from the heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will take those blinders off and unstop the ears so that we can see and also hear and know what the will of God is for our lives. So call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. And while you're calling him, call and believe. Let your heart become broken and contrite. Be sorry for any sins you committed against the Lord. Anything you've done wrong, be sorry, hallelujah, and repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to save you, and he will save your soul. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation is for you. Today is the day of salvation. You know Jesus. You can be saved today. All you have to do is repent and believe God and ask the Lord to forgive you. And God will have mercy on your soul. We're going to get ready to go to God in prayer. And if you have any special requests or any desires, anything you want God to do for you, just believe it according to the will of God. Believe by faith. Just trust in the Lord. When you ask the Lord, believe that he will hear you and that he will grant it unto you. Hallelujah. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to the Lord together in faith and pray the prayer of faith. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, my God, we for having mercy on us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to even come before you, Lord. And as we humble ourselves and pray this prayer, oh, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will please search our hearts. Oh, my God, forgive us
for any shortcomings, any sins, or anything wrong. Lord, whatever is in our heart that's not right, forgive us, Lord, and take it away from us, Lord, my God. Purify our hearts. Clean us up, Lord Jesus. Sanctify us on the inside and on the outside. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray right now for those who don't know you, Lord, and desiring to get to know you, Lord, desiring to be saved. We ask you, Lord, to save their souls. Lord God, blot out their transgressions. Forgive them of all their sins and take their sins away. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on their souls, Lord. Deliver them from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, cover them under your blood, Lord. Let your blood wash. Let it clean them up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save their souls, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. For we know you are able. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There's no heart that is too hard, oh Lord God. No heart that is too far gone that you cannot reach it, Lord. No heart that is too dark that you cannot lighten it up. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Do it right now, my God, while we're praying this prayer. Lord Jesus, give somebody another chance to repent, Lord. Give somebody a little more time to make amends and to change their ways. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, look on that proud heart. I pray, God, that you will touch them and help them to humble themselves under your mighty hand. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for those souls, Lord, who have a zeal but not according to knowledge. We ask, Lord, that you will put them on the right track. Turn them and let them go in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, direct their path. Order their steps, oh, Lord, in your word. We know that you're able to turn them around. Oh, Lord God, to give them spiritual enlightenment and let them see the error of their ways. Cause them, Lord, to walk in your statutes and to keep your commandments. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, for those who are on the prayer list, Lord, the names that were called out, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you will please remember each one of them in a special way and lay your hand upon them, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliver. Comfort and console. Bless, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, Lord. Work out the situations, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, those who are facing uncertainties, have mercy, oh God, and give them assurance. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Send your holy angels to minister to every soul. Oh, my God, bless right now, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal, my God. Go into the hospital. Deliver the bound souls, Lord. Save, Lord Jesus, and raise them up off the sick bed. Give them the testimony to tell of your goodness, Lord, everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go all around the world and look upon every prayer list. Look on the names, oh, Lord Jesus, one by one, name by name, and whatever prayer request is written by the name, Lord, look at that request. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Behold that request, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will honor and grant it unto them, Lord Jesus. We know you are able to do all things. Nothing is too hard for thee. Lord God, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. We believe you right now. We count it as done. And, Lord, we give you thanks.
We praise your holy name. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity to call upon your name, Lord. We thank for blessing us. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you've already done and for what you're doing right now. Oh, my God, we praise you and we thank you in advance for the miracles and the blessings that you have in store for your people, oh, Lord, and for all. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Thank you, Chief. Thank God for that beautiful anointed word of God coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Preached a very powerful message talking about God's divine salvation and encouraging us to call on Jesus. And thank God also for that prayer. And right now, if Evangelist Maybell would like to have remarks, Evangelist Cynthia as well, to have remarks, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. That is a very timely message. People need to know how to receive Christ into their life. You have to hear the word, and after hearing the word, glory to God, you got to believe it and receive it. And it's just as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's nothing hard about receiving Christ in your life. And Joe was saying that he is even, nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith, which we preach, and that's what we are preaching, the word of faith. If you just take the word of God in, believe it for yourself, I tell you, and receive it, God can do a great work in your life. I just thank the Lord for the message coming to Evangelist Amin. She preached out of her soul. She taught us. She preached to us and gave us the word on today. And there's all you have to do is receive it. There's nothing else that you have to do. Just believe it, receive it, and submit yourself unto the Lord. And God will do the work in your life. I just thank God for this precious word that came forth today. And I want to encourage you, Dennis, I mean, to continue preaching the word of God. Because people, they need to know. They need to know the truth. And they need to know how to receive Christ in their life. It's not about us. It's not about how many people you can get. Not about any of that. It's about a soul being saved, a soul receiving salvation. Preach the word of God and let God use you in his service. God bless you. She's unavailable at this time.
The other clergy that may be on can definitely have remarks. And if not, can we just thank God for the word of God? Come to Evangelist Hamir, like Evangelist was saying, you know, you just receive it, take it in, and, you know, don't go about establishing your own righteousness. You know, we can't be saved like that. We have to go through Jesus, call on Jesus. It's a very beautiful message from the Evangelist Hamir. And I want to encourage her to keep on preaching the word of God. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also through you, Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for you hosting the show. And we do thank God for Evangelist Cynthia being on and reading that opening scripture. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all of you who have tuned in, for your prayers and for your support. And we pray that God will bless you through the word of God, through this broadcast, through this ministry. And we ask that you'll continue to keep us in prayer and let us continue in prayer for those who are on the prayer list. And I don't know if we actually mentioned it, and I don't have any information as far as details, but let us continue to pray for the family of Mother Lily Frazier, or they call it Lily, but her name's Elizabeth you know, called a mill. Praise be to God, but Mother Fraser's family. So let us keep the family in prayer and all the bereaved families who are going through, amen, Vanish May, the Edmund and Williams family, and let us continue to pray for all of those that we heard called on the prayer list and those families that we may not know about or have called. Let us pray for them as well. And as we get information, we will pass that on to you. But we just thank the Lord for this broadcast. And before we conclude or close out, Vanessa May, do you have anything additional?
No, at this time. Not at this time.
All right. Vance Khadija, do you have anything additional?
Yes. One thing I forgot. Please forgive me about Mother Fraser's family as well. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s 33rd annual pastor anniversary service is coming up this next weekend. I received a text that it, instead of being Sunday, which is February 11th, 12th, and 13th, it's only going to be Sunday, February 13th at 11 a.m. in service, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. And on Sunday night, it's going to be held via teleconference at 7 o'clock p.m. Phone number is 508-924-2348. This is the Lord's will. We can announce it again on Friday. But that's what I've been text.
All right. So we do thank the Lord for those additional announcements, and you're certainly welcome to tune in for Pastor Jackson's 33rd anniversary. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's all at this time. And until the next time, we do look forward to you joining us on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, for our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good afternoon. Excuse me, I just received an update, I guess. Is that the same one you just received? That's what it looks like. So it'll just be one day. All right, so that be all. God bless.